Day 30, evening. The innumerable and precious thoughts of God. The God who knows everything thinks. Omniscience concentrates. He plans and makes contingency plans. When you are convinced that the Lord is good, your thoughts about him will be comforting and encouraging. For instance, think about how he adjusts our pasts for our benefit. Psalm 23:6 hints of this. It is written, "Goodness and mercy are pursuing us." Paul proclaimed, "All things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose." He is adjusting all things to work together in perfect synergy for the benefit of all who love him and are called according to his purpose. Peter wrote concerning God's purpose, 1 Peter 5:10b, "The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in the Messiah, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." That is another way of describing what Paul revealed in Romans 8:29. Those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. Please note that there is a difference between foreknowledge and predestination. To briefly illustrate, suppose you know that you're going to meet a friend at a cafe. Upon the basis of that knowledge, you may determine to purchase them a cup of coffee. Foreknowledge and predestination are different. What are the results of all things working together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose? Participation in the glory of God. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus the Messiah, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God. Romans 5:1-2. An aspect of this glory is described in Philippians. It has to do with the utter transformation of who we are and what we are like. Philippians 3:20-21. "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus the Messiah, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory by the exertion of the power that he has, even to subject all things to himself." Talk about his thoughts. Think about these plans. We're slated for the indescribable. I was recently talking about how to the human eye, every grain of sand looks the same. Then I recalled what they look like under a microscope. Not only are they beautiful, but they're also unique. According to science's extrapolations, it seems that there are no two grains of sand that are identical in our world. Of course, nobody has examined, measured, and compared every grain, but there is enough evidence of beauty and diversity for this claim to be accepted. Psalm 139 speaks about the results of the Omniscient One's considerations. "How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would outnumber the sand." Psalm 139:17-18a. Consider this. Your God has unique and beautiful thoughts. I hope that encourages you to love him more, even if it is just for a moment. To make certain that we don't miss this opportunity to experience gratitude, let's zero in on what King David wrote in Psalm 40. "Your thoughts toward us, there is none to compare with you. If I would declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count. Psalm 40, 5b. God doesn't just have thoughts. He has thoughts about us. He has thoughts about you. They are innumerable, specific, unique, and beautiful. They are precious. Psalm 139, 17. The Hebrew is yakar. This is defined in the New International Dictionary of Old Testament Theology and Exegesis. Yakar, be precious, costly, valued, esteemed, impressive, regard something as valuable. God's thoughts toward you are precious because he sees you as valuable. Your thoughts about him are precious to him. Please carefully consider the illumination we receive through these scriptures. We can stir our hearts through thinking about these matters. Godly meditation takes concentration. Employ your mind. Work at it. He has helped me grow in my love for him. He will help you. Pray, Lord, help me meditate. Give me strength to see things from the perspective of who you are and what you're like. I offer myself to you. Renew my mind.
Thank you for listening to Love and More with David Harwood. David is the pastor of Restoration Fellowship in Glen Cove, New York, and the author of several books, including God's True Love, For the Sake of the Fathers, and his latest, Growing in Love with God. You can find all of these books, with links to purchase them, on loveofgodproject.org. God's True Love is also available on Audible, and the others will be following shortly. Thank you. And please help us out by sharing this podcast with your loved ones.